I think that it is very, very important that all of us in this country today, regardless of our particular sex, realize that we've got to come together in order to make the Republic work for everyone, regardless of race, creed, or color. St. Paul said a long time ago, "Let the woman learn in silence." Aeschylus, the great Greek philosopher, said, "Woman, it is thy place to keep quiet and stay within doors." And just 100 years ago, Nietzsche, the German philosopher, said, "When a woman is inclined to learning, there is something wrong with her sexual apparatus." Now, of course, all of these pronouncements were made by gentlemen, so we can understand. But I want to say to you very seriously that the time has come in America when we must try to overcome the traditional feelings and attitudes towards the sexes in this country, because these have been prescribed roles for a very long time in our country. And we now know today, very sincerely and forthrightly, that our nation needs the utilization of its best brain power, whether said brain power can be found in men and or women. There is no psychological test as yet that indicates that man has a superior brain to woman or vice versa. The fact of the matter is realistically that the talents that we have are talents that have been given to us, if you will, by God, and that it is our responsibility to utilize these talents for the amelioration of humanity in a creative and constructive manner. And I find in the United States of America, and I've done quite a bit of traveling, that there are so many hang-ups on sex. Sex physically, educationally, psychologically, and emotionally. There is a preoccupation instead of utilizing those energies in terms of seeing what it is that women and men together today in America can do to straighten out our republic, because our republic is in deep trouble.